理课堂听 class.com。
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom Online. I'm Vicki. Well, we're happy that you can join us today. We're going to be talking about summer movies and some of the movies that you have to see.
Hi, friends. I'm Steve. That's right, Vicki. We'll be talking about four movies that we think might be extra special this summer season. If you like movies, you might want to check these movies out.
We'll be talking about pirates and superheroes and we'll have a lot of fun, I think, and I think if you have a chance to see these movies, you will have a good time, too.
Well, let's get started with the reading on page 20 in the left-hand column for Summer's Must-See Movies. Summer's Must-See Movies. Movie fans always look forward to the summer months. That's when Hollywood releases its biggest and best pictures. Here are a few you won't want to miss this summer. Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest. This sequel to the 2003 hit continues the adventures of Captain Jack Sparrow, Johnny Depp. Jack is running from the ghost pirates of Davy Jones. Will Turner, Orlando Bloom, and Elizabeth Swann, Keira Knightley, also return from the original film. This new adventure promises plenty of action and amazing special effects.
Well, students, summer movies are often fun because some of the best movies come out during the summertime. And it says here, pirates, superheroes, and talking cars are all coming to a theater near you. Now, first of all, we talk about pirates, and we need to know what pirates are.
Right. Well, pirates are people who rob people on the ocean or the sea. And pirates aren't people you want to run into if you're on a boat taking a cruise. And we know pirates are involved in the movie Pirates of the Caribbean. Well, that movie is having a second part come out this summer.
That's right. Pirates of the Caribbean or Pirates of the Caribbean. You can say it either way. Well, it says here movie fans always look forward to summer. They look forward to summer because this is when the best movies come out. That's when, it says here, Hollywood releases its biggest and best pictures.
I think the best movies come out in the summertime. Of course, there's more students or the young people are not in school and they want to go do something interesting, so they'll go to the movies. And I think that's when the theaters make the money.
And it makes sense. If you're in marketing, you want to make sure the best films come out in the summertime or around Christmas. Or I know in Asia, they want to do it around Chinese New Year because this is when people are going to the theaters. So a lot of great movies are released or put out there for you to see in the summertime.
In line three, we see the biggest movies. And a big movie, I think, is a movie that has a big production. A lot of money is spent on it. There's a big set, maybe a big cast. That's what it means to see a big movie.
And we're going to be taking a look at four that we think you will enjoy. The first summer movie we want to take a look at is Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest.
Well, as you said earlier, Vicki, this word can be pronounced two ways, Caribbean or Caribbean, and it's the body of water that's between North and South America. And hundreds of years ago, not so long ago actually, a lot of pirates roamed around those waters looking for boats and other things to rob. Well, Dead Man's Chest, well, a chest usually is the thing that people put a lot of money in. It's really just a storage box with a lid on it. That's really all it is.
Okay, so often people are looking for buried treasure. They're looking in for these chests that might have a lot of coins or jewels inside of them. Well, it says this sequel to the 2003 hit continues the adventures of Captain Jack Sparrow. Well, we know that Johnny Depp played this role, and he did a very good job, and Johnny Depp will once again be in this movie.
Okay, jumping back to the word sequel for a moment. A sequel is a continuation of a story, something that follows. It could be a book or a movie. In this case, it's the second part of the story. We saw the Adventures in the Caribbean, or was it Pirates of the Caribbean was the first one. So this is the sequel. And Captain Jack is back. Captain, or a captain, is someone who's in charge of a ship or an airplane.
Well, we see here that Captain Jack is running from the ghost pirates of Davy Jones. Now, when you run from something, you're usually fleeing from something that is maybe causing you danger, right?
Right. This might make more sense to you if you saw the first movie. The first movie, of course, was very, very popular, and I think as a result of that, they have made this sequel. Well, Will Turner, who is played by Orlando Bloom, and Elizabeth Swann, who is played by Keira Knightley, also return from the original film.
Well, it says that this new adventure promises plenty of action and amazing special effects. Now, I think any pirate movie brings a lot of adventure and excitement, but the special effects in this movie also make it quite amazing.
It will be something to look forward to. Well, right now, students, we want to take a little look at this movie. We have a movie trailer to show you, and then we'll take a short break.
Have a debt to pay. You owe Davy Jones your soul. That was the agreement. Time's up. You're a marked man, Jack Sparrow.
On deck, all hands! Scurry! I must have movement!
I was nothing more than an almost innocent bystander.
You won't be able to talk your way out of this one.
Jack Sparrow is a dying breed. Jack must find a place in the new world or perish.
What about Jack? I can't leave without him. Never mind, let's go.
True or false, a cinema is a movie theater. True or false, a cinema is a movie theater. True, a theater where movies are shown is sometimes called a cinema. Do you like to watch movies? Great, then let's all go to the cinema.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Studio Classroom Online. We're talking about must-see summer movies. It looks like there are some great ones out there.
It sure does. We just looked at a movie that had lots of adventure. Now we're going to take a look at a movie that might be kind of cute. It's called Cars. Let's see what it's about in the right-hand column on page 20. Join us for the reading.
Summer's must-see movies. Cars. Pixar Studios presents its latest computer-animated film. Cars tells the story of Lightning McQueen, a stock car on his way to a big race. He gets waylaid in the small town of Radiator Springs. There, he discovers the true meaning of friendship and family. The film is directed by John Lasseter. who also directed the Toy Story films. Cars has special meaning for Lasseter. His father operated an auto repair shop when he was growing up. Lasseter's lifelong love of cars was the main inspiration for the movie.
Well, students, I think a lot of you have heard of this movie, Cars. It's a Pixar movie, and we know that Pixar has put out movies like Toy Story, Monsters, Inc., some of those, Finding Nemo, which brought in a lot of money.
It seems like every movie they make is really, really popular. We know that they put a lot of time and attention into producing quality animated pictures. Well, this promises to be a good one, too. Pixar Studios presents its latest computer animated film, Cars. Well, that's interesting. Years ago, people were drawing animated films by hand. Now they're doing it often by computers.
Right. We say it's computer animated. Often you will hear CG, which means computer generated. It's the same idea, but these cartoons now are very, very special, and people are really flocking to the theaters. Even adults enjoy these movies.
Well, it says Cars tells the story of Lightning McQueen, a stock car, on his way to a big race. So they've given this car a name. They've given these cars personalities. And so each car has a different personality. This one's name is Lightning McQueen. He's a stock car, which means he's a modified car made especially for racing.
Right, that's the idea of stock car racing, or stock cars, is they take these regular cars and then they modify them. They change them in some way so they can race. They can go very, very fast. They're often very attractive, too. They try to design them in a way that they stand out. So they're in this big race, and it says here that he gets waylaid in the small town of Radiator Springs. That's kind of cute.
It is cute. Well, to get waylaid means to get delayed. It means to get unexpectedly, sometimes even attacked by something. You can get waylaid by a dog and get attacked, and that would cause you to be delayed from wherever you're going. And so this car was waylaid.
Okay, let's review this right now in today's word skit.
Where is Johnson?
She's late again.
Hi, everyone. Sorry, I'm so late.
You're 40 minutes late.
I know. I got waylaid.
Waylaid?
Yes. I was on my way here, and I got interrupted.
Interrupted? That's not a good excuse.
Well, I couldn't help it. I was coming, and someone pulled me aside to look at some pet photos.
Come on, Johnson. Pet photos?
Well, they were kind of cute. And then that person wanted to talk about, you know, vitamins and things like that.
Vitamins? Come on.
Johnson, you've been late to the last 5 meetings.
But it's not my fault. I can't help it. I got waylaid.
Well, if it happens again, I'm going to have to tell the boss.
Tell the boss? But the boss is the reason I'm late.
Tell me the truth.
Well, okay.
Okay, to get waylaid. Again, it's the idea of getting delayed. And usually I think we think of people stopping us to talk to us, and often in an aggressive type of way. It's not always in a very peaceful manner.
Right. Well, remember the place where the car was going, where Lightning McQueen was going, is called Radiator Springs. And that's cute because radiator, or a radiator, is a part of a car engine, and its purpose is to help cool the engine. And so we see he's going to Radiator Springs. There he discovers the true meaning of friendship and family.
Okay, so this is probably a place where a car would want to stop, right, to get some refreshment of some kind. But he's stopped there, and then he gets waylaid. He isn't able to leave. It says there he discovers the true meaning, as you said, Steve, of friendship and family. And this is very important.
Now, a lot of movies, I think, have this aim in mind. They want to give a lesson or to remind us what the true meaning of friendship is. What is it that they're shooting for, Vicki? What do you think?
Well, I think they want to show you the values of family and friendship that a lot of times we're too busy in life to enjoy these things. And I think this movie is helping us maybe just to remind us that this is very important.
Good point, Vicki. Well, the next paragraph goes on to say the film is directed by John Lasseter, who also directed the Toy Story films. So he had a lot of success with those Toy Story films. Now he is trying this new film called Cars.
And it tells us that this movie has special meaning to him. His father operated an auto repair shop when he was growing up. And so he has a special, I guess this is close to his own heart.
I think so. When you operate something in terms of a store or a shop, you can own it. Of course, you manage it, you run it. And so that's the idea behind the word operated here. It doesn't mean going to a hospital and getting an operation.
Okay, so it says Lasseter's lifelong love of cars was the main inspiration for the movie. Growing up in that environment, he had a love for cars.
And I think he wanted to take that love and share it with all of us. Well, we have another movie trailer of this movie, Cars. And then we're going to go to the chat room and visit Ken and Rachel. Stay with us.
We could boast about developing the world's most technologically advanced automobiles. Or brag about the fact that we've received more awards than any other manufacturer. We could gloat, tease, and flaunt all day. But we don't need to. Because our cars speak for themselves.
I'm telling you, man, every third blink is slower.
The 60s weren't good to you, were they?
From the manufacturers of Finding Nemo and The Incredibles, Walt Disney Pictures presents a Pixar Animation Studios film, Cars.
Yeah, I'd give my left two lug nuts, something like that.
Hello and welcome to the chat room. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Ken. Hey, Rachel, did you notice the mistake in today's lesson?
A mistake in Studio Classroom Magazine? This I've got to see.
Here, take a look at this sentence. Cars has special meaning for Lasseter. Do you see it? Cars has special meaning? It should be cars have special meaning, right?
No. Ken, that sentence is actually correct.
What? How can cars has be correct?
Well, take a closer look. The word cars is italicized.
So?
Well, so that means it's the title of a literary or artistic work. And in this case, Cars is the name of this movie. So Cars, the movie, has special meaning for Lasseter.
So if I mention Harry Potter or King Kong in a paper, I have to italicize these words?
That's right, because they are movie titles, and you also need to italicize book titles.
Got it. 这句话的文法乍看之下好像不对，怎么可以用 cars has? 不是应该讲 cars have? 但是要注意哦，在这里 cars 是 italicized。 To italicize 就是打斜体字，在英文的文章里面，只要是书名、电影的片名、任何艺术作品的名字，都会用斜体字。在这里 ，cars 是这部电影的片名，所以它是个单数的名词，动词用 has. What else do we need to italicize?
Well, if you want to emphasize a word, or if you use foreign words, you should italicize those too.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. Feng Shui is quite popular in America nowadays. And since it's a Chinese word, Feng Shui should be italicized.
斜体字还会用在外国的字，比如说，如果你在英文作文中写 bonjour 啊，就是法文的 hello， bonjour 就要打斜体字。还有，当你要强调一个句子当中某一个字的时候，也可以用斜体字来表示。
And now let's go to Michelle for today's language tips.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章首先我们看 sequel 这个名词， S-E-Q-U 这个字根有跟随的意思，所以 sequel 是指小说、电视或电影的续集。如果要说明是哪一部电影的续集，是用 to 这个介系词。例如，The author is working on the sequel to his bestseller. 这位作者正着手进行他的畅销书的续集，或者是 Many fans are looking forward to watching the sequel to Spider-Man， 许多影迷拭目以待蜘蛛人的电影续集。继续我们看的是 waylay 这个动词，注意它的过去式还有过去分词都是 waylaid， W-A-Y-L-A-I-D。 waylay 是指等着拦下某人，大多数是为了抢劫或者是要求对方做某件事，常常用被动语态。例如 Jason got waylaid on the way to the party by his manager， Jason 要去参加 party 的时候被他的经理临时拦下来了。或者是 Bob got waylaid by two robbers when he went to deposit some money in the ATM. Bob 去 ATM 存款的时候被两名抢匪给拦截了。最后我们看 operate 这个动词。Operate 在这里是指经营或管理某个事业。例如 Sam used to operate two restaurants and a car dealership before he retired. 在 Sam 退休之前，他曾经经营过两家餐厅还有一家车行。And now it's time to go to the word bank.
Pirate. Pirates attacked the big ship and stole a lot of money. Sequel. Read this book's sequel to find out what happens to the characters. Stock car. Andrew goes to all the stock car races in his city. Waylay.Aaron's boss waylaid him and then talked to him for 20 minutes. Operate. Sandra operates a small tea shop across from the library. Summer's must-see movies.Movie fans always look forward to the summer months. That's when Hollywood releases its biggest and best pictures. Here are a few you won't want to miss this summer. Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest. This sequel to the 2003 hit continues the adventures of Captain Jack Sparrow, Johnny Depp.Jack is running from the ghost pirates of Davy Jones. Will Turner, Orlando Bloom, and Elizabeth Swann, Keira Knightley, also return from the original film. This new adventure promises plenty of action and amazing special effects. Cars.Pixar Studios presents its latest computer animated film. Cars tells the story of Lightning McQueen, a stock car on his way to a big race. He gets waylaid in the small town of Radiator Springs. There, he discovers the true meaning of friendship and family. The film is directed by John Lasseter, who also directed the Toy Story films.Cars has special meaning for Lasseter. His father operated an auto repair shop when he was growing up. Lasseter's lifelong love of cars was the main inspiration for the movie.
Well, Steve, if you had to choose between these two movies, which one would you choose?
Well, I think I would choose Cars, Vicki. I like to see how the computer-generated films improve each year.
Okay. Well, students, we'll be back to talk about two more must-see summer movies. We hope you'll join us next time. Bye-bye, everyone. Take care.
Goodbye, everybody.